If someone told me I don't eat onions because it makes me smell bad,
yeah, like you garlic sweat? And onion. Yeah, when you're cooking it, smells awesome. It's like somebody walks in the house, like, ooh, what's cooking?
True.
Mm-hmm. But as soon as you eat it, what, it smells bad? Fuck you.
Wait. Welcome back to another episode of the Fish Tank Podcast. Today is just us three,
which
is, you know, great.
Shitty.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a way to start off a podcast, I think. What's wrong? What's wrong, Louis?
I like the other people.
Okay. Yeah, they're cool. But I mean, it's the three of us from the beginning, you know?
It's cool to expand your horizons.
Mainly this guy.
Okay.
It is cool to expand your horizons and just people that you get to know, because then you get to see other insights on how people view the world.
Yeah, Louis already thinks he has me completely figured out.
I do.
That's what it is. That's what I think it is. He's just sick and tired of having me just talk to him about the same stuff.
I do have to say, though, guys, setting this all up, getting everything together, so stressful, but at the end of the recording episodes, so fulfilling.
Is it really?
It is, yes. Like, putting everything together, sending all the, like, 7 files of audio and video to the editor, I'm just like, oh,
I can't. Thank God I don't have to
now
do that
it's
anymore.
Not on my plate anymore.
And
now,
you know what's great is that, like, you'll never have to set this up again. We'll have this forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for years, we can just fucking...
Yeah, I
want to bang these bad boys out.
The only thing that we'd have to like add to this setup is
maybe like decorations. Some soundproof, yeah, and like,
yeah.
Oh, which is guys, send us fan art, right?
We need to. Well, I would need to open a PO box first.
We should definitely do that.
Yeah,
that'll be great.
We should do a PO box and then have fan art, like, and we'll just plaster it on the fucking wall.
Yeah, that's what we
want
to do.
Draw whatever you want, so long as it's safe for work. I will forcibly place it upon those walls. Fish cannot stop me. This might be his room.
I love fan art. It's awesome. I have a whole slideshow at the beginning of every one of my streams that has fan art.
It's true. Fan art is really the lifeblood of just about anyone. It lets you know that you're doing an amazing job. That's really what it is. Because people are just like, I love that moment or this person so much, I will take time to draw just one picture of them as a frog.
Didn't you had like a cat fan art contest, right?
Oh yeah, way back.
I loved the ones that they made. Funny. Of me. They made me like cashmere cat.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Cheshire cat.
Or Cheshire
cat. Yeah. I had one that I still have as one of my sub buttons for on Twitch, where it's just me in a black hat, but you know, facing forward and like what's it called?
Red flannel.
Yeah, the red flannel. And it's a fantastic drawing. I really love it very much. We had so many submissions for that too. I was really blown away by it. But that was a really fun time. I really enjoyed it. Fan art is amazing. Even like for people that I don't know, seeing fan art of them is fantastic. I think I saw one of like Corpse Husband where he was like the lo-fi study girl or whatever. I thought that one was pretty great. That was hilarious.
What was it, like animated?
Yeah, it had a little nod and everything too.
Yes,
it's like the whole shebang, man.
One of my favorite fan arts was when I did the rap battles. Remember how I made like an MS Paint? Like I was like,
you put my podium so far down.
You're short.
Fuck you, dude.
And somebody made like a little chibi version of me, like sitting at the little DJ booth with like the same shirt that I had on. It was so fucking cute. It was so cute.
I loved one where it was they reenacted scenes from the Minecraft courthouse that we did.
Oh yes,
I don't know if I've like, even seen that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, they took like little clips and
I've never prepared for a video more.
Yes,
like I
looked up some of the things that like a judge says in the middle of court and how to like deal with certain situations and when someone's trying to interrupt somebody else. I did research on that, and that
the things I researched to blow up that courtroom. I got to tell you, I was on a list for a while.
Can we get into that for a second, dude?
Yes.
So okay, so that the fish SMP, right? That's what we called it, or what do we call it?
This is a Minecraft server that we owned. Yeah.
This is way back in the day. And we did it on stream, and the whole idea was that you had to be on stream to be playing on the server.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people, like our friends, had a lot of fucking issues with that. It doesn't matter. But that video, the courthouse video, that was like, that's what I wanted for it. I wanted like every week to have something like that, of that substance, and then just... People were like worried about like they were building houses like 5,000 blocks away. It's like that's not the point of like what we're doing. Like
people wanted to just play
Minecraft.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you like my least favorite part about playing Minecraft is actually Minecraft.
Yeah, there was a
it
video.
Is so miserable.
I made a video on my channel where we just raided his After he blew up the courthouse, we got a court summons or a fucking
warrant.
A warrant.
What were the listings for it? There was four reasons.
Suspected bombing of
suspected terrorism.
And then you were like, yeah, I just did that.
Illegal manufacture of potions. Being a Republican.
Suspected Republican.
And then they broke into my house. They blew open my staircase. They went downstairs. They opened up several walls. And I'm like, this goes beyond the warrant. You are demolishing.
Remember,
you were
like, let me just find the key. And then you just like ran away.
Tried to run.
We brought Saturn on because he had like already like full, netherite armor. It's like, you're going to be our muscle.
One of the suspects of somebody who was just mining, not focusing on anything else but upgrading themselves.
Yeah.
But even then, that's fine. Like, do that, but.
Do you have to RP something?
Make it interactive.
If you got involved with that, that's good.
Thing, I think what a lot of people don't realize is that sometimes the best way to play a game is not to do it optimally. It's more fun when you have like a character that you want to build into things. That's why I like playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
I love D&D. I don't know if I've told too many people about how much I love it, but I love
it. Me and Tubald have a D&D.
We have a weekly D&D that we try to go to like every week.
Every week in person.
It's fantastic. Yeah, that's also great to make it more consistent. Because if there's one thing that destroys every D&D campaign, it's being able to actually show up for them on a regular basis and build your character up. Which is why when I try to do it on stream, I'll try and make it one-shots. Because I know for a fact, if I try to get content creators roped in, none of them are going to show up on time. Consistently, because that's just how it is. Being a content creator, your schedule's all over the place at the best of times. And getting something to do consistently for everyone is just not going to happen. So I'll try my best to make one shots. And I've done that with my chat before, and they love it. The last character they made was a dude named Chris Shredfield. He was a paladin, he was studying to become a paladin, and he had none of the stats required for a paladin. They were all put into the exact wrong stats. And they just built him that way. They decided to go with suicide rolls, which is basically you take a d20 and you just send it. And whatever the number pops up as, that's what your stat is. They got like fours in strength and charisma, which are like the main things for a paladin. And like they had bolstered his intelligence. He was worthless. Oh, he couldn't do anything. And he won the entire session by turning this giant duck into a weapon. It's awesome. I love
it. So you
D&D.
Guys think you're good at role play?
Oh, I love roleplay.
He's definitely better than me. I love roleplay. I make my characters more like me. Like, I love watching movies and shit like that. So the character that I have is an actor that, like, loves movies. And he's from Earth.
Blocka.
Yeah, Oak Blocka.
So it's basically, like, exaggerated versions
he
of
can
yourself.
He can do anything.
Like, I tried to make characters of people that I, like, enjoyed or, like, archetypes that I liked. Mine is a stoner. I like... He's a
stoner turtle.
He's a bardic
turtle.
You're
very good at placing yourself in what's the voice that situation. He
What is happening, my dudes? Welcome to the winking eye.
But
my
he's also very gullible. So there was like a time where we were like storming a ship.
Take everything at face value.
Yeah, and then he would.
We were going into this hostile ship that was filled with mind flayers, or at least it was a ship that was made
like from,
in a mind
from,
flayer.
What's the show? Stranger Things. Mind flayer, like the mind flayer. From the new season of
What is Mind Flayer referring to?
Mind Flayer in D&D is like an octopus head tentacle thing, like for Cthulhu type beat. Like,
oh, it's the name of the monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks like Cthulhu essentially, like a little one. They kind of float around and have like psionic abilities, or they send like mental energy at you and stuff. But it was a Mind Flayer ship in astral space because we were doing a what's the name of the campaign?
Spelljammer.
Spelljammer. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever played this type of game. But there's a ship that's basically Mind Flayer. Like known to be Mind Flayer inhabited, and it was like floating in space, and we thought it was like a derelict ship or whatever. And we hop on board of it. Louis's character is like nearby, and there's a door, and then I hear through the door, "Help me, the door's locked." And I'm like, "Well, that is clearly someone in
here." Okay.
And I open the door, and there's a giant creature there that's just looking at me, just like, "Wow, I didn't think it'd be that easy." It just starts attacking me, and I'm just like, that is quite unfortunate. And then the DM's just like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, all right, so we roll for initiative, which means who goes first. And I roll highest, and I'm like, I close the door. And I lock it, and I'm just like, I am also going to set this place on fire. And I was like, we should be leaving. There are horrifying monstrosities within these rooms. And then I'm also the captain of the ship, so they're just like, we should stay away from there. I'm like, but think about how cool it is.
Yeah, like you, I think...
I was gonna... Well, you go, because I...
So like in D&D, I think the way to RP is not to think about what your character is good at, but think of the flaws and then play off of that.
Yes.
So like my character has a gambling addiction. So whenever there is any sort of challenge involved...
And chance that's involved.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm doing it.
I 100% know what you mean, because when it comes to like story writing and all that, that's what you have to consider when you're making a character. If you're an author or any type of artist or anything, if you can make them just likable in the sense and give them a certain flaw, and if that flaw happens to be relatable, I think that's when the audience will get attached. Yeah, so yeah, consider that when you're making a character. I think it applies the same thing.
And it gives people something to latch onto, because when people have a tendency to do is when they escape into their whatever world they're trying to build, right? Because this is what a lot of beginners will do. They'll make a character that they want that's ideal. Like, it'll be the perfect thing. No one likes a Mary Sue ever, no matter what. Like, Superman sucks. I'm going to say it right now. I hate Superman because his only flaw is a green rock, and it's stupid. I don't like Superman. I think there's a lot of things about his character that could be interesting, but Omni-Man is way more fun.
Yeah.
I like Omni-Man way more than Superman. It's this, almost the exact same character, minus like laser vision and whatever else Superman does. Like, I understand what Superman's for. He's like the god character, right? He's like the end-all, be-all problem, and the things that affect him are just weird choices that he has to do, that have to be moral. But I just like knowing, like, if it's Spider-Man, if someone shoots him, he's bullet wound.
Yeah.
So it's cool that he has, like, an ability to counteract that, but you know he's vulnerable in some capacity, and that's what makes him so likable. Because he still does all the amazing things, but his flaw is that he's definitely still human.
He's still human, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what makes things cool. So if you want to build a character, just bang in a flaw. Mine is gullibility, because gullible is, it's cute. It makes things fun. I had one character that could not resist opening chests. No matter what, he was a bounty hog, and anytime there was a chest anywhere in a room, it could be the most obvious trap ever, I would say, my friends would be like, please don't. And I'd roll for initiative, and because his character was so good at initiative, his stat was always way beyond everyone else's because his dex was so high, he would run over and immediately kick the chest and trigger every trap in the room. Every single time, and it was the most fun I ever had. Rip John Flintwick, he exploded.
Damn, RIP.
So like Ray's character, because she's in our campaign as well. Ray's character is like
Name's Rakaroth.
Yeah, Rakaroth. She's like a dumb brute.
She's a dumb barbarian.
Barbarian chick. That like whatever it is, she just goes for the physical. Like, if we're talking to some guy and me and him are, since I'm an actor and
I'm a bard.
Yeah, bard. So we're good at deceiving and I'm good at like acting or basically
the diplomatic approach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually, if we take too long,
Ray immediately
hits the target.
Just hits them.
I've heard enough.
It's happened. That's exactly it's happened what it is. Like multiple times in our campaign.
My favorite is we were being interrogated by
a
police officer. He comes down on his own little like special ship and he's like, and you guys are going through these infractions.
So, yeah, my character has disguised self, so I disguise myself as another police officer. He's like, oh, you know, I'm already taking care of this. You don't have to worry about it. You can head out. And then Ray just comes up, too long. Bam. And she hits him over the head. Like, Ray.
Like, you assaulted a police officer. They're going to have warrants out for our arrest. I'll hit them too. And we're just like, all right, yeah, that's a great character.
Well,
just
let me
very simple and straightforward.
I'm going to ask you guys to put yourselves in different characters. How about that?
Sure.
Okay. So what I've prepared is that I've found three Am I the A-Hole Reddit threads.
Oh, shit.
And what I want to do is that I want to read you guys the title and not give you any context besides that. All right. And then you're going to pick which side you want. So you guys have to pick, you have to be the A-hole, and then you have to be the person that's like, no, they're not the A-hole.
Okay,
sure. So let's start with the beginning. Here's the first title. Am I the A-hole for not showing up to my best friend's girlfriend's party and telling her to leave me alone? So based on that title, one of you pick. Do you want to defend it, or do you want to say they're wrong? Okay. Am I the a-hole for not showing up to my best friend's girlfriend's party and telling her to leave me alone?
I'm going to say he's an asshole.
No, he's not an asshole.
Okay.
Okay.
He's an asshole because it's his best friend's girlfriend's party, but that means his best friend's going to be there.
Yeah, sure. But like, think of it this way, right? I don't want to be around her. I don't think that means I'm an asshole if I already know going into that, because I'm there for my best friend, right?
Yeah.
Because he invited me and it'd be rude not to show up. But that doesn't mean I have to interact with her.
I feel like we're both on the same page, right? Like, you can still go to the party and not interact with her.
Am I the asshole? What, I forget. Which one am I?
You're the non-asshole.
I'm the non-asshole. Yeah, okay. So that's not an asshole thing to do to just ignore her.
Yeah, but you're saying he didn't go.
Am I the asshole for showing up to my best friend's
girlfriend's party? No, for not showing up.
For not showing up to my best friend's girlfriend's party.
And yes,
and
I say yes.
And you tell her to leave me alone.
Oh.
So she reaches out to you, and then you say to her,
leave me alone?
Get out of my life. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so now
shit.
Now, here's the specifics. So now that you've laid down the rule of what you think could happen, I'm going to read you. And interrupt
me. I feel like
there's
more context, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because interrupt me whenever.
What if the best friend? Okay, what if the best friend?
I just rejected it flat out.
That's
I got the invite and said, leave me alone.
That's what we're going to do. I'm going to read through the story and interrupt me whenever. So I mean this.
I want to.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Let's.
How many girlfriends does your best friend get? That's like the big thing. Like, is this like a new girlfriend?
I don't think this brings us up in here. Wait, I'll have to read the story. I don't know if that part gets brought up. Okay, here we go. This involves me, 27 male, my best friend Derek, 27 male, his girlfriend Molly, 26 female, and Molly's sister Courtney, 28 female.
Okay.
So me, Derek, best friend, girlfriend Molly, girlfriend, sister, Courtney. Okay. Derek and Molly have been dating for over a year. Derek and I are roommates, so I've known Molly for a while. She's a nice girl, but has this attitude of she's always right. I find her a little annoying, but Derek loves her, and I support him, so I'm friends with her. She's a really good person, I will say, and comes from a great family, which includes her sister, Courtney, who I've met once or twice. Okay.
All right, sure.
About a month ago, Derek asked me what I thought about Courtney. I said she was hot and really down to earth, and I've had good times whenever she goes out with us. Derek said Molly wanted him to ask me that. I said I wasn't interested in her due to her history, but if she wanted to ever hang out or something casual, she could have my number. So it sounds like he's basically saying, let's hook up.
Yeah.
But besides that, nothing more. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Derek reported back to Molly, and the last few weeks...
And he's being very upfront about that, which is good.
That's
good.
There's a lot of honesty in this post.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, okay, give her my number. Like, he went out to say, like, I don't see a future with her. Okay.
Yeah, so long as everyone knows.
So, again, so far, he's
and
not
again,
the asshole.
Due to her history.
Yeah,
remember
that's
that part.
Thing. That's
I'm kind of
thing.
Fucked in this situation if I have to argue for asshole, because so far he's not an asshole.
But, okay, Derek reported back to Molly, and the last few weeks have been awkward. Molly seems standoffish. I bought her a beer and asked her what was wrong last week. She said she didn't like what I said about her sister.
What?
I said that her sister had been married before, was pregnant, and got divorced. It was too much baggage for me. I thought all was good after we talked. So what it seems, though, he's saying, I don't want anything to do with your sister, like past friendship, because you've been married, divorced, pregnant.
She seems crazy. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
He's not an asshole still.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck.
Last week, see what you're saying already. Some people would already disagree with you, but again, you have to stick to it.
I know,
you
have to stick to
it. Okay. Last weekend, Molly hosted a game night at Courtney's house. She made it a big... She made a big to-do about this game night and kept asking if I was going to come. I told her maybe. I had other plans that night, so I might stop by. I went out for a drink and then decided to stay home and watch a game. At 8 p.m., Molly started texting me asking when I was coming. I started ignoring her, and then she called like 3 times. Derek started texting me too, and I told him that I didn't want to go over to Courtney's for some couples game night and want to watch the game. He said it was duo games only, so they needed me. I said that I maybe... I said maybe to begin with, so they should find other games. Molly called me at least one time on Derek's phone. She sounded mad and was like telling me to come. I told her to fuck off and leave me alone. Derek texted me yesterday and said I should apologize to her and her sister, as Courtney was the one without a partner and went and got my specific beers that I liked. I said that it wasn't my fault. I never gave a yes and never told anyone to get me anything. And his girl should have respected that.
I agree entirely.
He's an asshole. So he's a selfish asshole. Like, he's friends with these people, right?
Yeah.
Been friends with them for a year.
Oh, yeah.
They want to be around him. Sure, they're doing this weird setup thing with his sister. He's already made his intentions clear. He's an asshole. Yeah. Just go. Just go. What's a night?
He's not a game. He's not once an you asshole. Go, yeah, it's my not, time is my time. All right. If I say maybe, it's maybe yeah, you, until I agree.
You have your until time then, all you the time.
Assume that I'm saying no when it's a maybe. If unless it's a sure, you plan for no. If you don't plan ahead, that is entirely on you. Sure, I said maybe to coming up to this game night, but I've already made it clear I don't really want to pursue.
I would
anything.
Never do that to you.
Sure, you might not. But that's not the issue here, is it?
We're I'm putting myself in your shoes.
If I say a maybe to anything, that's basically okay, no. But I'm trying to be polite.
I've always seen a maybe as really no. What it
is. Exactly, and that's how you should view it.
But because not when I'm telling other people.
If not I say when maybe, you're telling your best friend.
Yeah.
If I tell my best friend, maybe I'll be there. It'll depend on how the night goes. I think he's my best friend enough to know that I mean no. That's basically how it's going to go down.
Okay, do I think that the other people are a little especially bit presumptuous? Yes.
Exactly.
But the fact that you want to just stay home and watch a sports ball game,
yeah,
like that's such an asshole.
That's
move.
My just, time. That's my time. How often do I get a chance to sit around and just be myself?
Sometimes in I don't our lives,
sometimes
all the time.
I don't want to get. Sometimes. Listen, are we I'm assuming an introvert.
That they have our
you don't understand.
Well,
your
yeah,
time,
I'm assuming. I'm listen, putting, okay, I'm putting yeah, myself. Yeah. In
listen, his your time is different from my time. You like being around other people. To me, it's taxing. To me, it's a very big deal if I want to spend time with people. And that is a very valuable commodity that I don't necessarily want to do because I'm always going to be exhausted no matter what around people, even if I like them. Just going out is difficult. And if I say maybe, it's because I'm trying to be as conscientious of that fact and your time as possible and give you like the opportunity to just say, hey, man, here's a, like a thing that might be like what we really need you for. But if you don't elaborate, no one told me at the beginning would be only couples games. You just say, hey, we're doing a game night. That changes things immensely. If you're saying you're the designated partner for this person, I'd be like, hey, I might not be in the mood for this, especially after I've already done stuff. Make sure you have a backup. If you don't have a backup and I don't decide to come by, that's on you, dog. That's on you.
This was brought up after the fact. It seems as though that the person got their specific favorite beer. Courtney bought the guy's favorite beer after the fact. So it's like, oh my God, I did this without telling you. Now I have something to guilt you over with.
Yeah, exactly. She's got ammo in the back pocket just in case to just riddle me with guilt bullets. And you know what? I don't feel that way. I don't get anxiety about this shit. I don't feel guilty.
Just go.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. I decided I didn't want to because I already my social battery's already dead. I'm not going to be miserable at the party and ruin the mood for
so
everyone.
So you went into this knowing that you probably wouldn't have gone?
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how taxing it's going to be. And that's just, I think for anyone that has a social battery that's based around like it exhausts as you meet people, the more you go out, the harder it is to go out again after another thing, which is why like people ask me, hey, do you want to come out this week? I'm like, no, I already gone to one event. It's too much.
I've learned that like if something is presented to me in the moment, I'm like, no, but if plans change, it will be a yes.
Sure. And that's fine. But the thing is like, if you are someone that is introverted, going out is an ordeal, no matter what. It'll always be an ordeal because the worst thing you can do when you go out as an introvert is know that you're going to be miserable because there's nothing that's going to be able to change it there because there's no way to recharge.
So you would have said fuck off to the
oh, 100%.
Your best friend's girlfriend.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have let it get that far.
Exactly. Also that. But in this scenario where he's saying fuck off, it's because his battery is
but that's why
bad.
I'm saying he's an asshole.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I could. But I would feel horrible
he's
about
not
doing
asshole.
That. I'd be like, I'm sorry.
He's
like,
not an asshole.
I would rather say to me like...
He's not.
Bro, I'm being a dick.
I would have
I
said
can't.
From the beginning, like, I see what you guys are trying to do. I don't want to do it.
Some people don't have the foresight, though. Either way, he's not an asshole. He's an introvert. There's a difference. He's not an asshole.
Is he?
Yeah,
he's good. Watching sports ball.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's not interested in the girl.
There you go.
He's not, but she's clearly interested in him.
Well,
she got the alcohol specifically for him.
Listen, sometimes you meet the wrong person at the right time. Other times, it just don't work out. That's just how it is. And this was one of those scenarios where I saw someone that, you know, is attractive conventionally, but maybe, you know, maybe I don't want to go
through
a divorce.
Can we address the reason that he didn't like her? He didn't say it was because of her looks or her personality. He said it because of her
past.
Yeah. She was pregnant. She
which
been
is
in
also
a marriage,
pretty fucking
got
asshole-ish.
Divorced. Yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes that's just how some people just don't want to have to go through all the trauma that comes along with that kind of thing. That's a lot, man. You can't ask that of everyone.
You said she had baggage.
Yeah, exactly. That you think that comes without baggage? Bruh. It's a whole thing.
It does go saying a lot that you would divorce after
She's also only 28. Think about that. So that's
Nah, people are getting married now at like my age. Well, oh, damn, I'm going to be 20 in 2 years. Okay. And yeah, I think people are getting I've seen people in my generation getting married at like 23, 24.
Listen, I'm going to be honest that with means, you. I think the perfect time to be married is 30. I think that is the perfect time to be married and have a child. That. It's like 30-ish. Because you have enough energy to like take care of a kid actively. And also you're grounded enough usually to be like, yeah, I can do this. I think then it's probably pretty risky either way. Like unless you're very thoroughly established, which is very hard to do.
I think 40s is pretty good too. Like early 40s.
Oh yeah.
Maybe. I think 30 still has more energy than 40 though. Because I knew my parents in their 40s. And like they're still active and whatnot, but like having a baby at 40 is different from having a
My dad is in his 60s now, so that he was probably like
10 years old, a toddler? What's
well,
10 years
think
old?
About it. Think about it, guys. All of us are single right now. Let's say we get into a relationship at the earliest in a year. We would need to establish, like you're saying, 30 is a good time to
get married.
I said that
would be perfect. It's not ideal, for me personally. I'm never having a kid, first off.
Oh, yeah.
Screw that. Ain't no way. My brother just became a father literally 2 days ago as I'm recording this podcast. I am now an uncle. And my brother, thank you. That's my wonderful. Brother holding that small child in his arms, he looked on it with so much love. And all I was thinking about the entire time was like, I'm going to be such a good uncle to that kid, but I would never want one. There's so much responsibility in that. I am terrified of having a child because I fuck up all the time. And like, it's more than just that, but like, if I forget to feed the kid, if I forget to feed myself, if I forget to feed the kid and it dies, I'm going to jail forever.
He's gotten multiple parking tickets for
I
the
have
thing
gotten
that we've known.
Two parking tickets since moving to LA.
And this is a weekly schedule that we're following.
I have two alarms on my
phone. It's very clear when he has to
this.
Move his car and still.
I'll be honest, the first one was because I got the dates mixed up. That was like the first week I was here and I was just like, all right, fair enough. I won't mess that up. And I just got the other one recently and I was walking out to move my car and the lady was looking at me writing the ticket. And I said, please don't. And the lady looked at me and said, it's already in the system. Yeah. And continued writing the ticket. I'm just like, is it? Is it really? Please. I just woke up like, please. And she's just like, she threw it on my car when I started walking towards it. She like threw it onto the hood. I was like, you bitch.
Yeah.
This is why people don't like cops.
That's true.
Amongst other things. But it's primarily this.
This one is a little bit easier. Here, you claimed that you wanted to be...
Well, I want to hear the title first.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you have to claim it first this time.
Okay.
Okay, sure. Here we go. The second scenario. Am I the a-hole for saying that I don't want to eat body parts?
I'll say he's an asshole.
Okay.
I think he's the asshole.
Agree to that? All right. I, 23 female, am with my boyfriend, 24 male, for over 3 years now. Okay. His parents, mom and stepdad, and I have had our issues in the beginning, but after about 2 years, they seem to accept me, even though I won't forget certain things they've said about or towards me. I felt like it went uphill.
Ugh,
5 months
parents,
ago,
man, the worst.
5 months ago, I decided to go vegan. My boyfriend has been very supportive all the time. He even eats a lot of vegan food now, too. And when we visited his parents, his mom would also prepare something for me to eat. I told her thank you and how much I appreciate that. I've never commented their food or started a discussion about vegan because I know it's neither the time nor the place to do that. I realize they're not interested in it, and I'm just glad that we get along, to be honest. A couple weeks ago, my boyfriend turned 24, and we had a birthday brunch at his parents' house with his sister and... B-I-L, brother-in-law. My boyfriend provided the food and his mom, him and I, prepared it together at their house. My boyfriend wanted to have everything at the table available and vegan too. He wanted it not just for me, but also for his family to try some if they wanted. Okay? All caught up? Any questions?
No.
Okay. Now this happened. My boyfriend also put bacon and vegan bacon on the table. Okay. At this moment... It's his stepdad, his sister, and me at the table when his stepdad loudly comments something about how stupid the idea of vegan bacon is and who even needed to make that nonsense. I didn't think much of it and responded to him in the nicest voice I had that vegan bacon was a great alternative if you like the taste of bacon but don't like eating body parts. Now he's furiously complaining he hasn't ever heard such nonsense as meat being called body parts and how stupid that was. Boyfriend's sister asked if he was fine and why he was so angry. When we finally ate, I asked boyfriend's brother-in-law for the egg salad, which was vegan too. So stepdad asked me now if
Can
I'm going
it be
to
vegan
eat
vegan with egg in it.
It's probably like a vegan egg salad.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the vegan alternative to
they
egg?
They can make eggs out of like soybeans or
what?
Fake eggs. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair
it's
enough.
Pretty
I guess.
Good.
So the stepdad asked me now if I'm going to eat dead baby animals. I respond that technically, twist and turn here. I respond that technically there's no bagel. I respond that technically there's no baby unless the egg was fertilized, but it wasn't real eggs anyway. This is when his mom steps in and says...
vegetarians can eat eggs, but vegans can't. Yeah,
exactly.
But she's saying she's vegan, so...
Yeah. This is when his mom steps in and says, everyone should just eat their own food now and leave others alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Good on the mom.
Yep. A few days after this, his parents talked to my boyfriend about it. The stepdad says he's not happy with how things went and that I was being disrespectful towards him by calling meat, quote, body parts. He argues that if anything, it's a cadaver, not a body, because it's an animal and not human.
Semantics. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. But yeah, she's still an asshole. I hate this chick.
Yeah, I want to see how you defend that.
Yeah, let's hear it. There's still a little bit more.
Why is she a vegan to begin with? It's just a lifestyle choice at this point.
Sure.
If you're a vegan... if you're a vegan and it's not based around your dietary needs, you're just making things harder for everyone. That's really what it is.
For who?
Everyone. Who? Just make one giant meal for everyone. That's it. It's so much easier on everyone, especially those preparing the meals.
They literally brought their own vegan meals.
It doesn't matter. It's hard
for everyone.
She brought her own vegan meal? It's not that the mom prepared it?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so basically she just...
The mom has prepared meals before, though.
Okay, which is an asshole thing to have someone do for you if you're a vegan. Bring your own shit, first off. Secondly, even if she did bring it, she's clearly rubbing it in everyone's face.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
No, you're grasping at straws.
No, definitely not. Vegans are... just mean, really, because they try to make themselves better than people by saying, oh yeah, no, I don't eat animals or whatever, despite the fact that we have too many cows on the planet. You ever think about that?
We do.
The biggest pollutant on the planet is literally methane from cows.
Incorrect.
No, that is correct. That is straight up the truth. Look it up right now. I promise you, it is literally... one of the biggest pollutants on the planet, if not the, it's from how much methane is produced from the amount of cows that we have. So by being a vegan and not eating cow, you are actively killing this planet.
Okay. Or
one, it's fossil fuels is number one.
What's the second?
You're
fast fashion.
And then I'm third.
Fast fashion is a pollutant?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
And did you know that if you're not buying these cow products, you're not supporting the active search for more cows?
Yeah, but if you eat them, problem gone. That's one less cow. That's why when I eat any meat whatsoever, I eat double the amount of a normal person. So that one vegan that thinks they're making a difference, nothing changes. I eat meat to counter vegans. That's why she's an asshole. She's making me eat that cow.
The family's an asshole. I don't think I have to argue my point. That story is pretty cut and dry.
Anything could change. Anything could change.
Ross trying to make this person sound bad. It is just...
Okay. Here we go. One more paragraph. Honestly, I think this is ridiculous. I admit I could have just ignored him maybe, but I don't really see why I would sit there and let him talk like that, which in my opinion was disrespectful in the first place. My boyfriend wants me to fix the situation. I'm ready to do that for his sake, but I honestly don't think I'm the one who owes an apology, and so I don't want his parents to think it's fine. All I think about this, and especially his stepdad right now, is like, play stupid games with stupid prices, but maybe there's different opinions on this.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. If I wasn't forced to fight for this, she's done nothing wrong. That is a dick.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
But just eat a lot of meat, people. Just counter that vegan.
I've never actually, clearly. There's nobody in my family, as far as I know, that is vegan that affects me to the point. Like, they'll be at a family gathering. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we bring enough food that there are just so many... vegan and vegetarian options available.
It's actually like, so I went vegan for 4 months.
Really?
Maybe like 3 years ago.
Oh, why?
Man, I didn't know
just
that.
Just to try it. I was with my old roommate and he was vegan and he was like, hey, you should go vegan. I was like, ah, fuck it. And I went home and then my mom was actually very excited about it. Like, I feel like people actually get excited about it. It's like, oh, I get to try cooking like other shit. Like, if we're doing like a family get together.
So be honest, in your 4 months, what was the worst dish you had and the best? Do you remember?
So even? The best is I would have this soy chorizo, like a chorizo, like imitation for breakfast. I would put like spinach and peppers, and I would like cut it all up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was the, like, I had it every morning. It was literally the best thing I've, like, it's still to this day, it's still like a really solid breakfast.
See, I've had that. I just like, it just feels like I'm missing the meat in my mouth.
I completely agree.
And then like the worst meal, I don't care too much about jackfruit.
Jackfruit?
Yeah, it's like a
jackfruit.
I don't know what it is exactly. It's a fruit, but it has the same kind of texture and consistency as like pulled pork.
Delicious. Mm. I have pulled chicken literally every day.
I love pork. Pulled pork is just so dry to me.
Pork in general is. Oh, you don't like pork?
No, I love pork, but pulled pork, I don't know why.
Well, it's then you get it bad. So, you get it at a bad place.
No, I've gotten pulled pork at good places. Even when I'm aware of the fact that it's like covered in, I don't know, just other sauces and all that. No, I've had good pulled pork before, and even then, I'm thinking like this is dry.
Let me make you some Cuban pulled pork, and we'll
listen. The about only I would love meat to have some. I think the only meat that is consistently almost always dry because it's so damn hard to make it correctly is turkey.
Turkey is
constantly dry.
Yeah, big ham guy here at Thanksgiving.
It's such a shame because turkey is so good for you. It is such a good.
I do a lot of ground turkey stuff for meal prep.
Sure, but if you have turkey in any other way that's not just ground meat or whatever, it is the driest thing on the planet. Like watching someone carve a turkey for Christmas, and like,
and then it's like you can hear them.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, God damn it! And your aunt has spent so long trying to make this turkey, and you're like, fuck, I have to eat this turkey. And it's just terrible. They ever show you the picture of that turkey that it was?
Yes, to fuck? Yes, I yes.
One of my favorite things ever. So I didn't actually make that turkey.
I know you didn't,
because I don't cook. Ever, if I can help it. I hate
cooking. I assume your family, all of your family is like you and they don't know how to do
food. No, most of my family is actually very good at cooking. That turkey, by the way, was actually fucking amazing.
Was it meant? It was meant to be that way?
It was meant to be that way. I don't know what it was. You keep
saying this, it's just hard for me to believe.
Even I find it hard to believe because it was literally black. Like the turkey looked like a lump of coal when it came out. I told my cousin who made that. I was like, what the hell?
It looked like you could take that shit outside and throw it like a football.
Yeah, like it looked crazy. It was literally pitch black. All that happened was they completely nuked the skin of it in an air fryer or something because they had like put it in like grease or oil or whatever, and it turned the skin pitch black. And they peeled the skin away, and the inside was literally the best turkey I've ever had in my entire life. It was like it was sealed perfectly inside this just charred skin. And it was so goddamn good.
I bet the skin was even good.
The skin was a little charred. I'll be real with you. It was black. But
I like the burnt. It was, like, I like burnt taste.
So oh, I love it. Yes.
No, I don't like burnt taste at all.
Not the whole thing, but if you can mix it in with the well cooked stuff. Well, not like well done.
Like, have you ever had like a burnt chicken skin butter, like compound butter?
I don't even know what that is. Just bring up butter, man. That sounds insane. Mm. So the only time I have anything that's burnt is with marshmallows because I'm very impatient. I'll put it on the stick and I'll literally put it in the fire so it's on fire and I'll blow it out. And then it's just perfectly cooked on the inside.
I don't like s'mores.
What?
I've never liked it.
There's nothing about them that's bad. I love it. All of those things are good.
You know what it is? I think I've come to terms with it. I just don't like the flavor of marshmallows.
What if it? Well, try to look at it this way. I think I always thought that it was the whole idea that you're camping, you're being very active throughout the day, you have dinner, and it's just clearly not enough to fill up because you could only pack stuff that you could bring to the tent, and then you still have an appetite, and then bang, s'mores, a type of nutrient.
I like all of the s'mores ingredients separate. But
together,
it just doesn't go for.
When you guys eat your foods, like if you have like if you go to Thanksgiving, right, and you have like a whole plate just full of stuff, do you mix it together?
No, not always. It depends. So like breakfast stuff, I'll mix completely. So if I have bacon, hash browns, eggs, I'll cut everything and then mix all of that together. Sandwich. But for dinner, so like it would be like what?
Do you want to know how I eat? There's two ways that I eat.
I know.
I make
slop.
This is besides the slop. That's an entirely separate thing, and it's its own thing. I'm talking about how I eat when other people give me food at events like Thanksgiving. I will immediately put down mashed potatoes. I will coat the bottom of the plate in mashed potato, like just full on. The full plate is covered with it.
I hate mashed potatoes.
That's something we'll unpack in a second. But I put mashed potatoes all the way on the bottom, and then I'll put the meat on it. and then I'll put a veggie, and then I'll put whatever other things, like whatever additives, right? And then because I have the mashed potato on the bottom, it makes it easier for me to just stir it all together into one mashed potato, just covered like casserole looking thing. And then I'll eat it like that. And I'll pour gravy over it sometimes.
No, I'm definitely like a section of my plate kind of guy.
No, it has to be all together. I want every flavor to interact.
I'm a big section guy. And I think that's why I might not like mashed potatoes. And I've tried mixing stuff with it. I'll try putting the cranberries in.
How do you not
the
like, gravy have you had with good it. Mashed potatoes?
Yes. Yes. You act like I haven't eaten food in but my life. Yes, I've been around.
Mashed potatoes is...
It's so easy.
I like
it's
potatoes.
So good.
I like
so
potatoes. Good. Like,
but they're fantastic.
So many other assortments of how you can prepare a potato. But like mash,
I think it's so
again,
hard
it's
to find
so
someone
dry.
That doesn't like anything about potatoes. Although I'll be honest,
no, I love
like,
potatoes, but mashed potatoes, I don't know. I can never like. I'm just like a spoonful. It just feels like I'm eating mush, like oatmeal in the morning. That's just disgusting.
Great. The fastest way to get food down your gullet is just mixing with mashed potatoes, and just you can.
No, even when I mix
good.
It with everything, like put on sandwich, but bread in it, like I said, cranberries, gravy, the meat, like whatever it is, turkey, ham, whatever it is. I'm just like, oh my God, it's slowing down the process that I'm chewing.
Mine, you want to know the second way that I eat? I told you guys about the everything sandwich, right? No? You've never heard about the everything sandwich? Okay, so my brother can attest to this because it was like maybe 10 a.m. after Thanksgiving, when we have all the leftovers, right? And that's primo gremlin hours.
Yeah.
Because after Thanksgiving, you always sleep in because you're always bloated or whatever, and you've been drinking.
And you wake up hungry.
Yeah. So I come downstairs. I must have been like maybe 20 at the time, but I made the first true everything sandwich that someone else had witnessed. Because normally I eat this in like hiding because I don't want people to judge me. But we had one piece of bread left over from like a baguette or something like that. And that was my base. And then I took a piece of chicken. I put it on top of that. And then I put some greens, which is probably like broccoli or Brussels sprouts, spinach, something like that.
Good casserole.
Yeah, yeah. Put that on top. And then I put the mashed potatoes. And then I put a cosmic brownie. And then I...
What? Like with all the...
The whiplash.
Skittle.
Jesus
with
Christ.
With the M&M looking things on it, right? Oh, no.
I put a cosmic brownie. And then I put sweet potato on top of it.
Love sweet potatoes. It's
and then
potato I love
missing another piece of bread, so I took a slice of pizza.
Oh, God.
And I put it upside down, and then I used that as the top of my sandwich. And my brother came in as I was putting sprinkles on it.
Sprinkles?
Ew.
And you said you were 20?
That's too much. Just different. Like, I understand salty and sweet.
And he was looking at me just like, what the fuck? What
yeah.
is that? And I'm like, this is...
That's why he has a child and you don't.
I was like, this is...
That canon moment in your life of you eating that is why he has a child and you don't.
It all went wrong when he saw the everything sandwich. And I took that and I ate it. And the best part about an everything sandwich is, to me, the fact that I taste nothing blends together in the sandwich. Nothing goes with anything. I literally taste every single thing as I'm biting down individually, and it feels like I'm having the entire Thanksgiving meal again.
Why are cosmic brownies a part of your Thanksgiving meal?
That was just because it was in the
leftover
cabinet.
Okay.
No, it was in the cabinet, and I just wanted one.
What about pizza?
The pizza was there from like a couple nights before Thanksgiving, so that was like leftover pizza. So I think I had pepperoni on it. It was pretty good.
I think we should do a podcast episode where we make that
so
and we
good.
All try it.
It was so good. I love that.
It will get banned because we'll be vomiting on the microphone.
It really was. It just, you taste everything. Nothing blends. That's the whole thing about the everything sandwich is that you taste everything. I'm like, there's a piece of bread here, there's chicken, there's greens, and it just goes through your
cosmic
whole
brownie.
There's a cosmic brownie in there. It was so good. It was so good. I love that sandwich.
Cosmic brownie, dude.
I love that sandwich. That was such a good sandwich. But that's how I eat everything. I just kind of mash it all together.
Well,
and I can eat everything. I only have two foods that I will not eat, and that is pickles and olives.
And well, anything brined, right?
Well, to be fair, I can sometimes get through other pickled things. Like for whatever reason, I think it's just because cucumbers are like 90% water. So when you put it in like vinegar or whatever, it just sucks that in, and it's just the only thing you taste is vinegar. Some other pickled things I can eat because it's not so bad.
Like pickled onions.
Like it's
maybe?
Not, it's like not my favorite still because I really just don't like vinegar, but I can still eat it so long as it's not just vinegar.
No, I
like
salt I like
and vinegar chips
stuff.
Are terrible. Like I think they're terrible.
No, yeah, see, that's where we differ.
But I'll like still eat them. I'll still eat them. That's the thing. With pickles, it physically makes me like recoil. Because it just feels one time, it's so much.
One time I ordered pizza, and I like these two toppings on my pizzas, black olives and pepperoni. And he had the audacity to say, well, okay, I ordered it before I, like, talked to Christian. And then it comes to the door, and he's like, oh, can I, like, have a slice? I'm like, sure, man. And then he opens it up, and he's like, you did this on purpose. And I'm like, what? Like, you ordered that so I wouldn't eat it. And I'm like, first of all, I like black olives. I've been over this a million times. Second of all, why would I order it just so you couldn't have it? I said you could have a slice right now. I didn't know
I thought he was being so selfish. I'm like, you monster. Fucking you put like, yeah, on vegan. Spite me. Who has on a pepperoni and olive pizza? I've never seen that before up until he ordered it. I thought it's because he knew I hate olives. I was just like, you could just have the pizza. It's okay.
You might crucify me for this, but I love pepperoni, black olive, pineapple.
What the?
Damn it.
That's so much salt.
We were doing so well.
That's so much
salt. But then it's offset by the pineapple.
Pineapple kills you.
The thing is, I like pineapple.
It eats you from the inside if you have too much. You'd have to have like 200 pineapples and then you'll actually die or something.
Yeah, but that's a lot of pineapple.
That's 200
pineapples.
Yeah, but
you're getting there. Imagine if it builds up and it stays in your body. How do you know you're getting it all out when you use the bathroom?
It's not arsenic. It doesn't just chill in your body until it reaches a threshold and you die.
I'm not eating something that's eating me. I'm eating it.
Are you kidding? I know you don't like, why, but why?
That's like the best feeling ever is knowing pineapple's eating you back.
Okay, but what about other sweet things? So have you ever tried like a hot honey on pizza?
Oh, what?
I don't think so, but that doesn't sound like the worst. But I like pineapple on its own.
It's not the pineapple specifically, and I get that there's a whole pineapple, no pineapple debate.
Oh, yeah, there is.
But it's not the pineapple specifically that I like. I just like the sweet aspect of it.
Oh, God. No,
here's the thing. It's just when I eat a pineapple pizza...
It is a little bit tart, too. Maybe that's why you don't like
it. Another thing that like kind of relates to that based on my taste is if I have yogurt... And there's mashed, like, cranberries in there. I guess it's the whole idea that when I'm eating something and I feel something that's, like, already squished, like a fruit that's already squished in my mouth, I'm like,
so you're a big texture guy.
I get the ick. Maybe I am.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think there's anything else that applies to that.
I don't really have too much of that. It's like, what I will say this, though, as an Italian, I don't consider pineapple pizza a pizza. It's just a snack that has pineapple, has pizza.
I wouldn't
like,
say this is a
it.
Fucking...
But
this Italian fucking great,
yeah, exactly, like
gastronomical,
yeah, exactly. But I'll eat it. I won't say no. It
like I know for a fact when I'm putting this in my mouth, it's like this is some crazy awesome American creation, and I love it.
I'll eat and I'll be like, I'm eating a good snack. That's really all I'm thinking the entire time because it doesn't have olives or pickles on it, and those are the only two things. I think as an adult, if
like
you're
pickles
a picky
on
eater,
pizza.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're a picky eater as an adult, grow the fuck up.
You're a picky eater.
No, I'm not. I just told you there's two things I don't like. Okay. Two things.
Yeah, but I love those things.
What
so
about
it's like,
vegan?
To me, you're vegan.
I can still eat vegan.
I like vegan stuff.
I don't think it's good. I'll still eat it. That's the big thing. Is when I think picky eaters, they'll utterly refuse to eat anything unless it's something specific.
The worst
to them.
Are people that don't like onions.
That's crazy to me.
I love onions.
Yeah.
I've had
bad
a couple.
It makes your breath smell, though, after you've even brushed
it.
You know what,
100%.
Dude? I heard this thing is like,
if someone told me I don't eat onions because it makes me smell bad,
yeah,
like
okay,
sweat.
Garlic and onion.
Yeah,
when you're cooking it, smells awesome. It's like somebody walks in the house, like, ooh, what's cooking?
True,
but as soon as you eat it, what? It smells bad. Fuck you.
wait! I'm gonna be, you're saying like it? No, like when I over prepare an amount of onions in my mouth, I can physically taste the bad smell. Like that's what I'm like sad about. Is
Listen,
that
I'll
I know I
right
can't
now,
have too
if
much.
You, if you tell me I don't eat onion or garlic because it makes me smell terrible, I'll be like, that's fair. I understand that.
I don't,
but if you tell me I don't like
syrup.
The taste of them, I'm like.
Maple syrup.
Yeah.
Maple syrup makes you smell bad?
I think it does. When I eat maple syrup, I feel like it's sweating through my pores.
Yeah, that's fair. That's what onions.
I hate that feeling.
That's what onion and garlic does pretty much.
I hate that feeling.
Mm.
It's just so thick in my body.
It's just what it is. I had one friend that loved this Subway sandwich that had like garlic, I think like butter or something that was on it. And whenever he ate it, it was so good. It smelled amazing. And I would
but then as
love
soon as
that.
It goes in the mouth, it
dude,
smells bad.
He, like within
What's
10
with
minutes of him completely eating
God
the
do
sandwich.
That?
Dude,
it's
10 minutes of completely
mixture,
eating
it's
that
like
sandwich.
Chemicals. Like you mix it with certain products and it'll create an explosion.
Mm-hmm. Dude, 10 minutes of him eating that sandwich, all I smelled was his BO. It was so bad. And he was just like, I'm sorry, I just have to eat the sandwich. I'm like, do you though? With other people? Like, you know it smells
what's
bad.
Your, okay, what's your Subway order? Like the go-to sandwich?
Oh, I have like a very basic, like kind of
doesn't matter,
rotisserie
what is it?
Chicken.
Okay, so Italian herbs and cheese, ham, bacon, lettuce, black olives, honey mustard, mixed cheese, Is there anything else? That might be it. Avocado or yeah.
See, that's okay. Not that basic. That's still got some stuff. Mine is the Philly steak and cheese on Italian herb.
I love that.
Yeah, and with spinach instead of lettuce. Okay.
So mine is the Italian herbs and cheese. I feel like we're all Italian herbs. Because it's the best bread.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you get anything else unless you're like...
There's a topping on the bread on its own.
You're already eating shit.
You're eating Subway. Let's just get that out of the way.
Get the best bread. Just get it out of the way. Italian herbs and cheese, the Italian BMT. So, and you know what? I found out recently what
it is. What is the BMT?
So it's salami, pepperoni, or sorry, salami...
bacon, oh, yeah, lettuce, tomato. What is the M?
Not bacon. It's
bacon, mayo, tomato.
It stands for bigger, meatier, tastier.
Oh, that's what that stands for.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like salami, then the pink salami, and then another Italian meat. It's a bunch of Italian meats. Then provolone, spinach, lettuce, tomato, salt, and pepper. After you say the tomato. Then olive oil and vinegar, and
that's a hell of a sandwich, man.
And then I asked them to put the Chipotle Southwest on the bread.
Dude, side. That sounds like a hell of a thing to have to eat.
It's so
that's
good.
So messy, man.
So good.
That's
I could so never messy. Get through it now, but like, it's so good.
My two orders were the Philly steak and cheese, and then the Italian meatball, and that was like the only thing
I ever
hate
ordered. Meatball subs.
I love them.
It's the same fucking thing as Pringles, right?
What?
Wait, what?
Like, okay, I hate Pringles.
Yeah.
Not that's for the fair. Taste. It's the delivery system.
Really? Oh, how you actually eat it?
Hate it.
I feel
the
that.
The packaging of Pringles is stupid. Meatballs were not meant to be on a sub. It's stupid. You take a bite of a meatball, either you're eating half a meatball and then that meatball falls out,
or you're taking
a whole meatball and that's a big
that.
Bite.
Nah.
It's so stupid.
I love
stupid.
That.
Cook the meatball in a sub fashion. Because it's just
no.
Spreadable
you know
meat.
What the strat is? You know what the strat is?
I'm so angry about this. I'm so angry about
this. It's a two-handed technique. You take it from the bottom. You're holding the whole sandwich. When you bite into that first half of that meatball, because I'm assuming not everybody can take a whole like mouthful of one meatball at once, then
cowards
you hold
can.
Up the part that falls out with your left hand, and then there you go. And
no.
That's how you do it.
No,
they can just
got it,
they
much.
Can cook
it.
The meatball meat because it's a paste that they form into
oh, and
a meatball.
Cut it off.
Yeah.
And no, they just make the paste into a big sub-looking meat, like a big hamburger.
That definitely affects the taste, though.
No, it doesn't. If anything, it's more caramelized.
The experience is going through
reaction.
The meatball. It's fighting the meatball and getting it into yourself. That's the entire point of it.
You are valid, though. It is. So many times have I had it where
meatball
it's just
subs
like,
are stupid.
I just make sure that when I'm eating a meatball sub, that I'm just eating it over something.
All right. Shall we talk about the real issue here? Is the fact that no matter what, when you order a burger at any place that's specialized in their stupid specialty burgers, they make a fucking mountain that's like 20 feet high of just whatever bullshit you're putting on that burger instead of just making a very large hamburger patty and then just making a really wide burger filled with all the stuff you want to eat. It is infuriating to have to sit there and think about how I'm going to unhinge my jaw like a goddamn pelican or a snake to try and fit this fucking burger.
Doesn't that actually have to do with like how you're placing it on the pan?
I don't give a shit what it's about. I don't give a fuck.
That's what I always
I want it to be a massive pizza-sized burger with all the shit I want on it and make it easy for me to eat. That's what I want.
I mean, I agree 100%. But
a stacked burger is a failed
burger.
Also,
those are like those stacked burgers or whatever. If that place is specialty for that, that's just all for show.
I know it's for show, and it's infuriating.
Because you can
I hate plating.
There's a really great
There's
a legendary burger spot in LA here called Apple Pan, that it's literally just burger, cheese, and then they have like a remoulade, and that's their specialty burger and. Right there.
Mm. Yeah, and that sounds like the perfect burger because you can fit it in your goddamn mouth with everything in it. That's the crazy part. But I will say...
It's an anime.
I'm retired.
Here's
anime
the thing.
Style, I mean.
You always say that, man. Stop saying you're
retired
from anime.
I went upstairs. They were watching Jujutsu Kaisen. I turned right back around.
It's so good, man. I don't know how you can hate Jujutsu Kaisen.
I don't hate
great.
It. I'm just retired.
You're not retired.
I'm retired.
I'm just saying that to be quirky.
No, I'm not quirky.
It's some quirky.
If anything, it's quirky to like anime.
Nah, not at this point. Not after I went to Anime
Expo. Did you see how crowded it was at Anime Expo?
Dude, that shit was impossible.
That's why I'm retired.
That's crazy. It was crazy to walk around there.
I liked anime when it was cool.
I did.
The worst part is anime is still cool. The fight scenes are only getting better. They're so good now, man. Oh my God, they're so good. They're like
anybody can make a good fight scene.
No, they can't. That's the issue.
It's about the story that matters.
dog, the story is awesome and everything, but like a good fight scene can carry an anime, in my opinion, because no, that's like the that, most yeah. ex. That's the most
fun. I'll be threading while you guys talk about anime.
Guys, oh yes, Thread, first of all, how long
what
does
is
it last?
That? What is Thread?
As far as I know, I haven't looked too much into it. I've tried exploring through the different tabs that they have. It's just another Instagram, but instead of photos,
it's just Twitter.
It's text.
It's but awesome.
What's weird is that, yeah, it has its own For You page because I have not followed a single person on that app. There was an option to follow everyone who I follow on Instagram. I accidentally said no, but now I regret that because I kind of wanted to do that. But now my For You page equivalent is just a bunch of random stuff that has nothing to do with anything that I've searched of. Like I've seen, I never watch basketball. I've seen a bunch of basketball posts.
Dude, oh my God.
Starts getting into basketball.
It might cause that. I mean,
dude, have no idea how much basketball shit I learned because I accidentally clicked one video about Kobe Bryant on YouTube Shorts, and my YouTube Short was just like, oh, you.
What do you mean accidentally? What do you mean accidentally? He's the king.
I watched like one video because I wanted to know about something about his career. I don't even remember at this point. And ever since then, for like 7 months, it felt like it was nothing but basketball stuff.
Damn.
On my For You page on YouTube. And I was just like, dude, I know so much about basketball and I hate that sport.
All right, what's your position if you were to be on a basketball team then?
He wouldn't.
I wouldn't be on a basketball dog. Team. I would. There's one
if you were,
NBA
though,
player.
Surely. No,
there's
come
one
on.
NBA
you,
player that was 5'7".
You never put yourself in that position. It's just like, now that I know so much about the sport, if I were
I
on a team, this is what I would do?
I know about the lore of basketball. Oh, the lore. I know about like the big players or whatever and like how much there's so much controversy about whether or not LeBron is the GOAT or Michael Jordan's the GOAT or if Kobe
He's 38. That's all I hear.
Just that I don't even like. It's just so much about that, and I was just like, MJ was in Looney Tunes, but I guess so was, you know, LeBron. So, like at this point, they could both be the GOAT. Like, they could just handshake on that. But the thing is,
Spud Webb was
LeBron's still going.
Well, I mean, despite everybody making their accounts, what it seems like in the past few days, how long do we think the Threads is going to last? Or is it going to actually take over Twitter? Because there's already a lawsuit being filed. Elon Musk is not happy about Threads taking over, saying, I'm all
for
free
speech. Twitter did stories, didn't it, for a little bit?
Yeah. There's definitely copying going on throughout all that. But the argument that Elon has presented is that this is straight up copying the app and calling it a different title.
I don't know, but much like everything else regarding that kind of thing, I'll make my profile on it just in case it sticks around.
I don't think it's...
I'm not making the mistake with TikTok again, I'll tell you that.
I mean, you can... I'm all for people, because I would love the idea of somebody telling me that Threads isn't going to last, but it's just...
What does it look like? I don't even know what it looks like.
It looks like a smaller version... I don't know if you can zoom in the text or anything. Exactly like it looks like a smaller version Twitter. Of Twitter. Yeah, you can post photos.
The people talking about crypto on the top.
Oh, nice. That already makes it better, as far as I'm concerned. Is it a new website, or is it just part of the
Instagram?
It's
just a new app.
That is the one thing
the fuck is that logo? Oh,
it's
my
like an
God.
Ad sign.
That is terrible.
It looks fun.
That is terrible.
It looks fun.
I don't know what that... That is awful. There's no way that is what you're going with.
So if you don't know what Threads is, it is the new app that is supposedly taking over Twitter, that is run by Instagram, and yeah, their logo is an at, but a fancy one.
It looks like trash.
Yeah.
That is
I wouldn't say it looks like trash.
It looks terrible.
It's a few lines. It's black and white, which means no type of payment for colors when you're printing out logos and merchandise and all that.
It doesn't have any personality to it. I don't look at that and think Threads.
I think they put it out because they were like, this is what the people want. They're not going to care about branding.
True.
They're just like, fuck it.
Yeah. Elon really, really messed up Twitter.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That thing he pulled the other day where it's like you can only view like 600 posts or whatever if you're not Twitter blue.
I broke that. I had no idea. I literally woke up at 7 a.m. that morning. I wake up super early, and I'll scroll through my phone for like maybe 30 minutes before I make breakfast and shit. I thought Twitter stopped working after 2 minutes because I was just scrolling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't realize
there's people
that
were doing speed runs. There's people doing speed runs like, okay, the clock starts and I have to make a new account and then reach the rate limit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that was a very weird time that lasted as short as it did. Apparently, that was just because they lost their contract with Google in terms of how much data they could be storing.
Is that what it was? I thought it was to avoid data scrubbing or some shit like that.
I'm kind of vague on it, but I know that they just lost access to a specific part of Google.
Mm.
But that part was...
That was insane.
Why 600, though? You take all of those accounts into consideration.
Well, the thing is, Elon has made rockets that can come back. So maybe you're just not as smart as him to understand it, really. Do you think about that?
Or not as good as manipulating.
Either way, you're not as smart as Elon, are you? Where's your electric car company? Hmm?
I haven't found it yet.
Exactly. Guess what Elon was doing at your age? That company.
PayPal.
Or PayPal, whatever.
You know, I don't think this is very fair. I don't think this is a very fair argument.
Dude, I hope I get so rich one day if I start balding, my hair grows back out of respect. That's what I want. That'd be nuts.
You just pay for it to be back.
That's all right.
Come on, let's hear some estimations. How long do we think threads last?
Okay,
I'd say I'll give it.
What was the last Twitter upsetter that was a thing? Does anyone even remember what that was? God,
I remember.
Okay, just for the sole reason that the only thing that I have to compare it to is Kick. I'm very involved in the streaming community. I know a lot of Twitch streamers and all that. I don't know a lot of famous Twitter users, like people that have personalities solely on Twitter. Fork. And therefore, there was no buildup before then. And I don't even know who's running. Like, I don't know any specific personalities or names that are running threads.
Or I know, like, No Context Humans, that type of shit.
That meme accounts.
Of course. So because of that, because I had no build up to this whatsoever, I don't know any names that are talking about how Threads is going to continue on and what path they're going to take, because right now it's just a Twitter copy, what it seems like. I am going to say 2 months before everybody's just back to, no, I'm going to rather post on Twitter than here. Everybody. I'm going to say 2 months.
I think, and I might be like...
And I'm all for people proving me wrong.
I think Twitter is dying, and I think this will be like another social media, like that people like use like Instagram. Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
I think to completely die off 5 months.
So we both think it's going to die off. You think it's going to legitimately take over Twitter?
I think it's too hard for people to get rid of Twitter, even if Elon makes it so miserable to work with.
Instagram until already has
overwhelmingly takes its place,
because it's just like an Instagram extension, and more people a day use Instagram by leaps and bounds than Twitter.
That's fair. An extension on Instagram probably might.
That's literally what it is. It's literally what it is.
That's fair. It could go on if people look at it that way and work with it that way. Sure, but the thing is, if you're on Instagram, are you looking to be on Twitter? That's like the big thing.
Well, no,
because
it's a different app completely.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If it's not just like a side thing that you can swipe to on Instagram, will you bother going to?
I also...
That's going to be the real factor.
What's it called? I think... I don't know if he still goes by it, but I remember Zuckerberg, he said that he only puts ads on a new platform after 1 billion users. So that'll be...
billion?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I've heard that.
So...
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have threads for a while, be cool. Because that's what his big thing is. Like, he wants his apps to be cool before, like...
They're profitable or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fair. If that's the case, you might have a contender on your hands. Because ads suck the life out of everything.
Yeah, every Twitter... after every 2 tweets, it's an ad. Then after... Yeah.
Yep, exactly. It's not really that big an issue on Twitter, though, thankfully, just because you can move scroll past back. It.
I think it makes me just more than like turn off the app. It just makes me miss actual posts.
Yeah.
Like I'll get confused. I'll be like, oh my God, this huge video hashtag, 2 lines dedicated to the sentence about the ad. And then I'll just be like, I'll scroll past and then there might have been a post that I did not see at all.
Yeah. Sure. I think one place that does ads well, I think, is YouTube. When it comes to their videos or whatever, I think
I pay for
it. Well, either way, even if you don't do it, YouTube. Does it correctly.
I also pay for premium.
Where Twitch absolutely screws the pooch on it.
Yeah, where you can skip.
Yeah. Because it's always like either 5-second ads or you can skip it. And you spend 10 seconds looking at 2 ads, or you can find one, like, I don't know, 30-minute ad that you can just hit the skip button on. And that's perfect. Because no one is impatient enough to wait for 2 5-second ads, especially knowing that you can click something. It triggers something in my brain where I'm just like, and we're done. And I can just get onto the content. Twitch, the reason people don't go and look at anything that's new is because of the pre-rolls or whatever that you can't skip. And it's like a minute and a half.
I wish you could turn off pre-rolls on your channel and like take the...
The thing is, you can. You just have to have, like, I think the minimum is 3 minutes of ads playing like a block that you set up. And then for like an hour, there will be no ads whatsoever, no pre-rolls or anything for that hour. But it's still 3 minutes of ads that you have to put people through.
Hmm.
But like, you can plan for it at least. Like when I start up my stream, I'll immediately hit the ad button. So it'll just immediately play the 3 minutes because I know people will be trickling in. And usually the people that initially come to my stream are people that are either already subbed or something. So they won't see the ads to begin with. So that's usually like the, and then for the next hour, people that are coming in don't have to deal with any ads. And then I'll be like, okay, it's been an hour, 3 minutes of ads. I'll be right back. And I get up to stretch. And that's probably like the best way to do it. But even sometimes it still won't work. Like even when I run it, someone would be like, why am I seeing ads? I'm like, I have no idea. We're still within like 40 minutes time. So there should be no ads whatsoever. It's just a massive pain in the ass. Ads suck the life out of everything.
Well, potentially people could be watching this with ads if they're on YouTube.
I'm so sorry.
And that's why I love YouTube. Ridge Wallet.
That being said, one ad that will never get in the way.
One day we'll get them.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Yeah, I am a master of segues at this point.
Like I said, we're recording a bunch of episodes in advance. We're very on time right now. Follow the Patreon, which I am 110% under the impression that the Patreon should be launched by the time you're listening to this episode. Go rate us on Apple Music. Again, if you rate us high, that will give us a lot of help in the future and just now in general. Support the podcast and everything. Any last minute things?
No.
Have a great day.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you
have
for
a great
watching.
Day. Have a great week.
We love you.
Thank you for watching, listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for all your support.
Goodbye, everybody.